You're with the news at one, and we're going to get more now on the main news this lunchtime. In Munich, at least 28 people have been injured after a man drove his car into a crowd. Authorities there say the driver was a 24-year-old asylum seeker from Afghanistan who has been detained. The incident is being treated as an attack. Kate Brady of the Berlin Bureau of the Washington Post joins us on the line. Kate, at this stage, what's known about what happened?
Well, we know it was around mid-morning today that a trade union demonstration was walking along this street, kind of in semi-central Munich, when it was actually being escorted by police, which is normal practice, and a Mini Cooper came up behind this demonstration and sped up as if to overtake before then driving into the crowd of people. And as you mentioned, authorities have said that so far at least 28 people are believed to have been injured in this incident, and Munich's mayor has also said that children were among those injured.
And it does sound as though some of the injured are fairly badly hurt.
Absolutely. Police have said several people are have been seriously injured. Of course, we're waiting to hear more details about how they're doing, how they're recovering as the investigation gets underway.
What's known about the driver who has been arrested?
So what we know so far is that he was a 25-year-old Afghan national who had applied for asylum here in Germany. It's not yet clear exactly what his status was, and that police fired a shot at the vehicle that he was driving before he was very quickly detained. He was already known to police for theft and drug offences, but otherwise we are still waiting for more information on his background.
As people may know, a big international conference with guests, including the US Vice President J.D. Vance, is due to begin in Munich tomorrow. Are authorities linking the two?
Not at the moment. The Interior Minister for Bavaria, the state for which Munich is the capital, said earlier this afternoon that there's no indication that this suspected attack is linked to the Munich Security Conference. But of course, Germany was, as a whole, already on extremely high alert. This has been treated as a suspected attack at the moment. Those were the words used by Bavarian State Premier Markus Söder to describe this incident. If that does turn out to be the case, this would indeed be the third attack within just 2 months in Germany. Your listeners might remember a car being rammed into a Christmas market just a few days before Christmas in northern Germany, and also a deadly knife attack also in Bavaria just last month, in which a man and a two-year-old boy were killed. And off the back of that, of course, that really reignited the debate in Germany as well about migration and asylum policy. And this latest incident comes now just 10 days before German voters head to the polls in early federal elections. And it's, you know, safe to say that this entire, especially, you know, it's been a very short snap election campaign, but the topic of migration has really dominated all of the campaigning, especially since that attack mid-January in Bavaria.
Kate, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Kate Brady there from the Berlin Bureau of the Washington Post.